Before we begin the new sugya on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, we're three lines from the bottom. Yesterday we had a Kamash Malan, and the Gemara had said that the Mishnah, in reality, the Gemara had said that Shmuel, the Amira, Heligah Amira, holds that a stolen lulav in the second day of Sukkot is kosher. Why? Because we don't hold mitzvah baba aveira either at all. The Sfas Emes said that, remember that? And I want to point out to you, the Baal HaMor says that exactly. We didn't say that in Shir yet. The Baal HaMor is of the opinion that Shmuel denies mitzvah baba aveira completely. The whole topic. Like that day in the Yushami that said, ain aveira mitzvah. Or ain mitzvah aveira. Ain aveira mitzvah. Ain aveira mitzvah. Okay, there's a day in the Yushalmi we learn in Shabbos that denies the whole topic of mitzvah baba aveira. So it could be that Shmuel and our Gemara also denies the whole topic of mitzvah baba aveira. Maybe the whole concept doesn't exist according to Shmuel. Mitzvah baba aveira doesn't exist at all. So that's a tremendous chiddush to say that mitzvah baba aveira does not exist at all. Phenomenal chiddush to say. To say that mitzvah baba aveira doesn't exist. But it's possible. There's a day in the Yushalmi. Would you like a Gemara? There's a day in Yushalmi that denies the whole thing. And there also is a what? There also is Shmuel also as well, says the Baal HaMor. There's no concept of mitzvah baba aveira, none whatsoever. It simply doesn't exist. Okay. So that's a tremendous chiddush, and that's why Shmuel says Yontav Sheni Mechal and onward a stolen lulav is kosher. Okay? So there's two possibilities we've said so far in Shmuel. Either what, Jacob, that on the mitzvah d'rabbana we don't say mitzvah baba aveira, that's what Taisa said on the bottom of Daf Lamed, or you could say that Shmuel doesn't hold the mitzvah baba aveira at all. But the Gemara asked the kasha. What was the Gemara's kasha on Shmuel? Gemara's kasha on Shmuel is from the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said what? The Mishnah said that a lulav gazal yavish is kosher, is possible. What's the blatant duke? What's the blatant duke? That a borrowed lulav is what? Is kosher. So what's that talking about? How could that be talking about? How could it be talking about a shawl be kosher? The Gemara says, is it talking about Yontav Rishon? Can't be talking about Yontav Rishon because you need what? You need lachem. So a borrowed one's bad. So what's it talking about Yontav Sheni? And despite that, what does the Mishnah say? That a stolen lulav is what? Is possible. So you see, it's a kashan shmul. That said, a stolen lulav on the second day and onward is what? Is kosher. You see, the Mishnah says possible. So what was Rava's teretz? Most of the girsas we said was Rava. We had a girsa that said Ravashi yesterday, though. But let's assume it's Rava. What does Gemara say? Amar Rava Liolim. In reality, what are we talking about? Yontav Rishon. So if we're talking about Yontav Rishon, the Mishnah's talking about Yontav Rishon. So what is the Mishnah style? Lomi boy kamer. Zuvain sarach lomer zuktan. What does it mean, lomi boy kamer? Not only shol. For sure is possible. That doesn't even need to be mentioned. Why doesn't that need to be mentioned? Because shol for sure on the first day is possible. Because why? It's not lachem. But why is Gezel, why would I think Gezel is kosher on the first day? Because I would think that Stam Gezel is what is Yehush Bailu. Kididei Dom. I would think that it's considered to be what? The guys who stole and therefore should be kosher. Kamash Malan. So let's get down. Yesterday we mentioned three possibilities of what the Kamash Malan was. I want to add on a fourth today. So let's get down what the Kamash Malan is. What's the Kamash Malan? Kamash Malan. What is the Kamash Malan? So the push-up shot is, what's the Kamash Malan that Rashi says? Rashi says that Stam Gzela is not considered to be what? Is not considered to be Yeush. That's what Rashi says, push-up shot. No? Doesn't Rashi say the Kamash Malan? Kamash Malan, until now we say that until now, Adad Shamin Yeush lo kanile. Because he says, Lamaisa, he'll be able to take him to the Din Torah tomorrow. Stam Gzela ain't a Yeush. So the first possibility of the Kamash Malan is that Stam Gzela is not Yeush. And I'll tell you that this is very consistent with who? With Rava. Because what does Rava say in Kiddush and Daphnin Beis? Rava Paskins like the Chachamim. What do the Chachamim say in the Mishnah and Kalim? They say Stam Gzela is Eino Yeush. So that's Mamish Rava Lishitasa. Rava Kiddush and Beis Beis is like the Chachamim. So we're saying Stam Gzela, the Bailim are not Mishayish. So that's the simple shot of the Kamash Malan. The Kamash Malan, Stam Gzela Eino Yeush, Kimo Chachamim, like Kimo Rava. In Kiddush, it's the same Rava. If you have our gears of Rava, Kimo Rava, Sheposek, Kimo Chachamim. Okay, we got that? That's the first way to learn the Kamash Malan. Second way to learn the Kamash Malan is the following. Maybe it's like Rabbeinu Tam. That Stam Gzeila is considered to be what? Stam Gzeila is Yeush Bailin. But what? Achein Mitzvah Habar Baveira. Very good. Who's that like? Who's that like in the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam, the read that we learned at great length yesterday? Like Rabbeinu Tam. Very good. Come on, Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Come on, Rabbeinu Tam. Now, yesterday in Shir, we wanted to say that Rashi maybe doesn't want to hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. Remember, we had the Sfasem as Duke, but it could be there's a Rashi in Gittin that seems to imply like the Rabbeinu Tam, that Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Tam. So then that would put the Sfasem as Duke back into play. Okay, because we had the Sfasem as Duke yesterday, that Rashi, Lemaiser, could have said that Shmuel doesn't what? Shmuel could have said that, and the fact they didn't say that must be that Shmuel doesn't hold the mitzvah of Bava Vera at all. That was the Sfasem as Kiddush. The Baal Mor Taka says that. What we said today at the beginning of Shir. So that's a third, that's a second possibility. What's a third possibility you could say? What's a third possibility we could say? Allah Maisa. What's the Kamash Milan? What's the third possibility we could say the Kamash Milan was? Maybe what? What's the Kamash Milan? That Yehush alone does not what? Maybe the Kamash Milan is that Yehush alone does not work. Kamash Milan. Kamash Milan that Yehush alone. Kamash Milan that Yehush alone does not work. Yehush. Levad. Lokona. That's the Kiddush. I might add Avamina that it is, and it's not. Stam Gesel's Yehush Bailim? No. Yehush Levad is not Kona. But I would add a Havamina that maybe what? I would add a Havamina that Yehush alone is Kona. Kamash Milan, not. That's the third possibility. Okay? So there's three possibilities we could suggest. Halach Lamais, and then there is a possibility to say that Halach Lamais, the Kamash Milan, is like Rabbeinu Tam, right? And is it possible to suggest the Kamash Milan completely? Okay, so there's three possibilities. Those are the three possibilities we want to say. Either it's Tam Zeila is considered Enu Yeush, or it is still Yeush, but what? Mitzvah Bavera, or Kamash Milan Yeush Levad is not Kona. So there's three possibilities we want to suggest how to read what? How to read the Kamash Milan in our Gemara. Please get it. And the Sfasemis Diuk is back in play because the Sfasemis suggested that Shmuel doesn't hold the Mitzvah Bavera at all. Which Rishon says that Shmuel doesn't hold mitzvah bavera at all? The Baal Amor. The Baal Amor, please get that down, says that Shmuel denies mitzvah bavera completely. The Baal Amor says it, Sfasemis claims that Rashi said, and the Sfasemis claims that Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Tam, Lamaisa. Okay? That there's a Rashi in Gittin that's Mashu that Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, those are the three possibilities we want to suggest, Lamaisa. We want to say that there's possibility to read a Kamash Milan. It's a good example in the Gemara. Methodologically, when you have a Kamash Milan, and the Rishonim fill in the blank, because the Gemara doesn't say what the Kamash Milan is. But it's possible that what? That you could have made this suggestion, Halach Lomais. That's the Kamash Milan we want to suggest. Okay, this leads us now, we're able to start the next sugya in the Gemara. Okay? Went through the previous sugya Ba'amkis. Okay, let's see the Gemara inside. Okay, three lines on the bottom. On Lam and Amav. There's a lot we have to see here. Okay? Let's make sure we get the Gemara Chlor. Okay? Let's see the Gemara inside. Amalu Ravuna. Okay? Let's see inside. Amalu Ravuna. Izzy, go ahead. Read the Gemara. Amalu who?
Amalu Ravuna, Lahanu Anakri.
Yes. What does Anvachari mean?
Merchants.
Peddlers. Right. Jewish merchants that are selling the Arba Minim. Okay? A lot of people go into that business. Right? We know that, Lamaisa. And Ravuna was just talking, having a conversation with these Jewish Sokrim. Go ahead.
He's a Vintu Asabi.
Oh, when you buy the asa means myrtle, meaning the hadasim from the goyim, right? Yes. When you buy the directly from the goyim, the tzorach making arba minim. I don't want you to cut them. I don't want you to cut them themselves. You don't cut them. Ella what? Ella ligzu. Rather, who should cut them? Go read that again. Eligzu. Yoivilachu. Let the goyim cut it and give it to you. Let them give it to you and you'll buy it from them. Okay? What's the reason? Go ahead,
my timer.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a lot of things we need to be masber on this. Michal, you got it? You got it? So what does it say? It says that what? It says that goyim are stealing the karka. So we assume this karka is Jews. This is Jews' karka. That a goy has taken over the karka and invaded it from a Jew. And therefore, if it's a Jewish karka, a Jewish-owned karka, we know that karka can never be stolen, which we're going to talk about. Unless you're King Kong, you can't pick up a piece of land and walk away with it. No one's King Kong, right? So karka can't be moved. Only metaltlin can be moved. Okay? Metaltlin can be moved, therefore metaltlin can be stolen. Karka cannot be stolen. It always remains in Jews' bialim. So therefore, what emerges is that it's always the Jews. And therefore, what's going to happen is that I want the non-Jews to cut it. Because when the non-Jews cut it, Donnie, what happened? The original Jew was misyayish because these mafioso guys took over their land. Right? Even though it's not a kinyanik zela, but the Jews took it over. So since the Jews took it over, they took it over from the goyim. I'm sorry, the goyim took it over from the Jews. It's no longer what? It's no longer the Jews anymore. The Jew is misyayish. But we're going to see in the Tais when we get to it, Bez Hashem. Let's assume that there's no concept of Yeush on Karka. Let's assume there's no concept of Yeush on Karka. Yeush does not work on what? Yeush does not work on land. So when it kicks in is when the Goyim what? The Goyim cut off the Hadassim because they become a Tautlin. Then the Yeush kicks in. And then when they sell it to the Jewish merchants, what's going to happen? It's going to be what? Yeush and Shini Rishus Biad who? Michal, who is the Shini Rishus Biad? It's Yeush by who? It's Yeush when it's cut off because it becomes movables. And then what? And then when it's by the third person, who's the third person?
Person
the Jewish merchants. The Jewish merchants. So that's Yeush and Shini Rishus, and they'll own it. That's the way it should be done. I don't want you to cut it yourselves, because if you cut it yourselves, what's going to happen? You cut it yourselves, then when we buy it from you, Lamaisa, we buy it from you, it would be fine for us, but you guys are going to be in trouble. Okay? So you want to develop a concept of Yeush Shinus. I said many, many times, I've said it already. Jacob, you got me? Yeush Rishus is by, Shinus Rishus is by what? Jacob, come on, what is Shinus Rishus? Shinus Rishus is by the what? The third guy. What do I mean by the third guy? I steal from Yosef, then I give it to Dovi. Yeah. Shinus Rishus kicks in with Dovi. Not the Goslin himself. By definition, if I stole it, that's out of the guy's Rishus, out of Yosef's Rishus. Shin Rishus is always by the third guy. That is the concept. That is the concept. So therefore he said, Lemaisa, please don't cut it. Let them cut it. Then let them give it to you. The Yosef will kick in and Shin Rishus. So that's a very good what? Very good answer. Go ahead. Busy. Frek the Gemara. What does Gemara ask?
What's the
kasha? Nerds, you guys are Jewish merchants. Yeah, yes? You guys are Jewish merchants, but the problem is when the Anvanachri themselves cut it off, what's the problem? There's no problem. Because the Jewish guys that buy, the Jewish guys on the street, not the merchants, it's going to be shinrish just by them. So what's the problem? Why are you so insistent that the goyim should cut off? Let the Jewish merchants themselves cut it off. And then what happens? And then the Jews that buy from the Jewish merchants, Adam, it'll be what? Yeush and then Shin Rishus, and it should be what? Should be fine, no? So the Jewish customers should be fine. That's what the Gemara asks. Right? See, the concern was that Rav Huna was talking to the Jewish merchants for the rest of the Tzibor, for the whole city, that they should be fine. So what does Gemara answer? Go ahead.
Low.
Always a period with the low. Low. A lot of people misread low tzrich. They read it together, low tzrich. It's not true. It's low, period. Oh! We're talking about the Jewish merchants themselves in the Sheikh Darab. I care about them too. Of course I care about the Tzibor. But the Tzibor will be fine because they're the fourth guys. What do I mean the fourth guys? You start off with the Goyim. Then what? You start off with actually a Jewish owner is number one. The Goyim what stole it is two. Let the Goyim cut it, right? And then the third guy is who? The Jewish merchants. So when they shake their own Arbim Minim, they'll be fine. Michal, you follow me? When they shake their Arbim Minim, they'll be fine. The fourth guy is the Jewish city for sure is fine. The Jewish city for sure is fine. No problem. But he cares about the Jewish merchants themselves and they shake their arm and mean him. That's what the Gemara says. One sec, Yonatan. Yeah, go ahead, quick, Yonatan. What do you say? Yes.
The merchants should be the ones that cut them off. Aren't they the ones plucking it off in the Klisha? Isn't that a problem? Why is that not Gezeva? For the Abnachim?
Because again, Lamaisa, the Jewish, you mean the approach of what? We're not having it, we're having the Goyim do it. The Goyim are doing it.
When the Gemara says, so keep those on the Habiyish Bible,
you
die, but you
just be on. So it bothers you that you're advocating that they should do it? You're taking it from the Jews, you mean?
Yeah, not these
Abnachim. So I think this is the same answer, which we're going to get to. It's a suffix.
Oh, it's the
same thing. A suffix. Same answer you're going to have to say, which we'll get to the Rashman and Chuvas. Let's mention it right now. Okay, I gave you the Rashman the Chuvas. Let's get it. Chelik Aleph, Simin Tuf, Kuf Samaches. Please get it. Tuf, Kuf Samaches. 968 in the Chuvas. The Rashman the Chuvas points out very, very beautiful Kasha. He says, I don't understand. How's it mutter for the Anchari to buy from the Goy when you know the Goy stole it from someone? And for that matter, Yonatan asks even a very good kasha. How could you even add on to that? How could you even advocate in a kasha that the Jewish guy should cut it off themselves for that matter? Good point. It's the same kasha, Yonatan. You're being mechavet too like the Rashba. So the Rashba postulates the following answer. The only time it is usser to buy from someone who stole from someone is when you know for sure he stole it. You don't know for sure this was stolen. You don't know for sure this was stolen, so they answers both of the kashas. The Rashba says it's usher to buy from stolen property from someone. Donnie, it's only usher to buy stolen property from someone you know for sure was stolen. But if it's a chashash, if it's a suffix, then we're not chashash. And therefore, it's enough that they shetiknu, that the nachrim should be gozes and not the ankarim themselves. So therefore, that's not considered to be a problem. Okay? That's how the Rashba says it. That it was a suffix here, it's not a vadai. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, very important thing to keep in mind, this particular din. Okay, good. Let's just finish up the Gemara, okay? Easy, because we got a lot to see, and then we have to start the big taisus too. Go ahead. So what's the kasha? What's the kasha? I don't understand. Why can't you just make a kinu with shinui maisa? And therefore what? And therefore, the Eitza of Rav Huna seems very difficult. He told him, I don't want you to cut off the Hadassim from the Mechuber. Right? Why not? I don't want you to cut it because it won't be by you. You won't be Kona them. Why won't you be Kona them? Let's assume that you need Yehush with Shinu Hashem. Let's assume that. Okay? Let's assume Yehush is always needed. Not so poshut, but let's assume it is needed here. You have Yehush and you have Shinu Hashem. What's the Shinu Hashem? Shinu Maisa. Gemara is asking Shinu Maisa because it becomes part of what? Izzy, what does it become? Part of the Lulav. So when you do a Shinu Maisa, it's Yehush plus Shinu Maisa is good. So why can't you cut it off yourselves? Cut it off yourselves. Yonatan says, how can you do that? Are we advocating you might be stealing? No, it's a suffix. It's a suffix. We don't assume that. Go ahead. So what's the answer?
It's a suffix. It's stolen. Suffix is stolen from Jews.
Suffix is stolen. Suffix is stolen. It's a suffix. It's stolen, Lamaisa. So it's a suffix. It's stolen. So Lamaisa, I mean, I hear what you're saying. Yonatan, you're saying good. In other words, the Rashba was saying, how can we advocate the buy from Goyim? Right? Because we assume that maybe it wasn't stolen from Jews. Maybe it's Goyim. But here you're saying that what? It's the same answer. There's, we could also assume that what? Maybe we could assume in all these kashas that it was the Goyims themselves. It's the same type of answer.
That they stole from Goyim.
Yeah. No. You could assume every time that we advocate, cut it off. It's their own property. That's what you have to say. Okay? It's echoing just the Rashba's theory.
That's not
a double standard. It's when we're advocating it, Lamaisa, we're saying, when you do it yourselves, Lamaisa, we assume Lamaisa it's a possibility. It's a possibility. Okay, so in other words, you're still going to be Kona because of Shinui Maisa. That's what you got to say. I mean, you guys are asking good. I mean, you are asking good, Kasha. How could that be, Lamaisa, that you're advocating them to steal it? So I'm saying, on the hand, you know what, when we ask those Kashas, we're assuming. We're assuming that it's their property. So Izzy says it's really not fair. It's a double standard. Make up your mind. Is it the Jews or is it the Goyes? It's a good point, right? You know, does everyone follow what Yonatan and Izzy are asking? When we're advocating that the Jews should cut off the Jewish merchants should cut off themselves, aren't you advocating stealing? So first of all, I can tell you maybe we're holding like the man number Gezel Akum is mutter. Okay? There is a Tana that says Gezel Akum is mutter. I can tell you that. But number two, I'm saying on the tzad, when we're asking those kashas, we're assuming Lamaisa that maybe it's not, maybe it's taka not stolen. But it's a difficult answer, what I'm saying to you. It's a difficult answer. Maybe what you have to say, Yonatan, is we're going like the man number Gezel Akum is mutter. Maybe. You hear what I'm saying? Maybe that's what you could say. Yes, go ahead.
That Shita would go against the Shilte, who's saying that it's, we're talking, about a case where it's Jewish people's land. Otherwise, this wouldn't be a question.
Right. So we'll get to the Shilte Yibur. Very good, Adam.
And
let's get.
And the other tzad would mean that it's not even stealing the cloth. So then why is it an issue in the first place?
If right. So
plucking it.
Right.
It's not really gzela.
Right. But it's a chash. In other words, the whole Gemara assumes that it is stealing. The whole Gemara assumes that it is stealing. How do you advocate buy from a stolen property? Because we don't know for sure. It's a suffix. But what Yonatan is bothered by, when the Gemara asks, cut yourself, Lamaisa, what is the Gemara assuming? How can you advocate stealing? That's a problem.
But if you're saying...
If you only get Zalakas Mutan, then there's no problem at all, you're saying. That's your you're saying to me, right? If you only get Zalakas...
And then the other side, if you're saying that it's really, it really was theirs in the first place, then it's not Gzela either. So then what's the whole issue?
Right, that's what Izzy was saying. It's a double standard, correct. So Lamaisa, it's a good kasha. Because let's think about what the Gemara's premise was in advocating that halacha lamaisa. When they're advocating that, what are we assuming lamaisa? If it's the Jews, isn't that considered to be a problem? Okay, let me think about it. Everyone's on the ball with that. What's the Gemara asking when asking? Isn't it advocating that? Okay, but let's see what the Gemara says. Let's finish up the Gemara. It's a very good kasha. You guys are asking, when the Gemara asks you directly, cut it, isn't that also advocating Gezel? Isn't that also advocating Gezel? How can you say such a thing? Halacha l'maisa. Just cut it off yourselves. Halacha l'maisa. What is that? How is that shayach? Yeah, okay, go ahead. So Gemara says, do shinui maisa, cut it off yourself. You know what? I don't care when you put it together, it's not a shinui maisa. It's nothing. Al pi halacha, we don't view that as a maisa when you put it together. Go ahead. Imtim salomar. And if you tell me Ilulav Tzarech Hagen, very good. That's not a permanent shinui. That's a shinui that what can be returned right after the Arbaminim are separated. That's not a shinui. So it's not a shinui. A permanent shinui has got to be. It's got to be permanent. Frak the Gemara. Go ahead. Velikunya. Oh, why don't you say it's shinui Hashem plus the Yeush? Go ahead. Now it's called a Asa Myrtle, and now it's called, when you put it together, it's called a what? It's called a Shoshana. So Gemara answers, go ahead. Originally the Asa is called a what? Hoshana. Even when it's separate, it's called a Hoshana. So you see that what? Originally it's called a Hoshana, so it's not called a Shinui Shem. So since it's not called a Shinui Shem, those aren't significant. Please get this down. Why did the Gemara give the answer Shinui Hashem is Chosel Briyasso? Why did the Gemara give the same answer? That a Shinui Hashem that's not permanent is also not good. The Gemara says a Baba Kama and Daf what?
The Metzias is a Shinui Hashem is permanent.
But the Gemara says a Baba Kama Samach Zayinam and Af, not true. Shinui Achosel Briyasso, Shinui Hashem, is not called a Shinui. So why did the Gemara give that answer? So Lamaisa, Taisva says that our Sugi is going according to Rav Yosef, who says Shinui Hashem is a Shinui even though it's Chosel Briyasso. So Lamaisa, you could say it's going according to that man Domer. But that's a little bit different. That's a little bit difficult, the Rav Lanier says, because why? How could the Gemara ask on Rav Huna? Maybe Rav Huna doesn't hold like Rav Yosef. Maybe it's like Rav Zeira that says a Shinui Chosel B'Yosef, even if it's temporary, is a good Shinui. So what you have to say is the following. I want you to get this. Shinui Hashem, on its own, without a Shinui Maisa, is not Kona with Chosel B'Yosef. But here there's a combo. Here you have Shinui Hashem and Shinui Maisa. Since there's a combo, it works even if it's Chosel B'Yosef. Even if it's Chosel B'Yosef, I want you to get that. When you have a combination of both, then Shinui Hashem, that is Chosel B'Yosef, if it's being helped up by the Shinui Maisa, then it's considered to be what? It's considered to be good. But the bottom line is the Ritva points out here, let's get it, that the Gemara could have given that answer, but the Gemara the Gemara could have given that answer, that Lamaisa, it's not a good Shinui Hashem because Chosel B'Yosef, but the Gemara wanted to say Al Pi HaEmes that there's no Shinui Hashem at all. It's a better answer. Why is this a better answer? Because no Shinui Hashem at all. Because it's called an Asa, it's called an Oshan anyway. So Gemara didn't want to get involved in that at all. So to summarize this, let's get that. summarize this little segment, and again, Izzy and Yonatan's kasha is a great kasha. Let me think about it more. But what was their kasha? That every time the Gemara advocates that the Jewish merchants should cut themselves, aren't you advocating Gezel? Now, what the Rashba said is that how did you advocate let them steal and you buy it from them? Aren't you advocating stealing from a ganav? So we said that was a suffix. That was considered to be a suffix. That was what the Rashba wrote b'feirish. That was considered to be a suffix. So Lamaisa, they're not advocating that. Halach Lamaisa. Even though what? It's usher liktos davar gazmi a gazlan? It's not a varai gazlan. It's a suffix. So they weren't koshish. So they were misakin that you should what? Let them cut it and not that they should cut it themselves. But Lamaisa, is that a plausible answer to what Izzy and Yonatan said? That it's a Savei Gezel and therefore we're advocating them? Even that's not a good answer, because I would say Savei Gezel Chumra. Why do something? Would I ever give you guys an answer to do something that's Savei Gezel? Of course not. So we have to think about your Ha'ara, your Kasha. It's a great Kasha. But to summarize this segment, why didn't the Gemara say Shinu Hashem that Tzchos L'Brios is not called a Shinu Hashem, like it did by Shinu Maisa? So, three answers. Number one, it's a machloikis in the Gemara over there in Baba Kama. It's a machloikis in Baba Kama, daf samach zayim and beis. One shita says that a shinu shem chos l'brasso is still good. So that's why the Gemara didn't want to get involved in that machloikis. Halach l'maisa. The Gemara didn't want to get involved in that machloikis. It could very well be that it's still called a kinyan, even though it's chos l'brasso. We're going like Rav Yosef over there. So the Rachlanir says, how do you know that? Maybe Rav Huna holds like Rav Zeira. So the other answer was, is that what? When you do a combination of a Shinu HaMaisa with the Shinu HaShem, despite the fact that the Shinu HaShem is Chos L'Briyaso, it's still good. And what's the third answer? That the Ritva says the Gemara could have given that answer. But why did the Gemara give that answer? Because the Gemara wanted to say there's no Shinu HaShem at all here anyway. It's the best answer. I'll leave it at end. It's not Shinu HaShem. Because it's still called Oshanta. When it was individual. Yes, Jacob.
Who says that Shinu HaShem Chos L'Briyaso is good?
Rav Yosef and Baba Kama. Rav Yosef himself, Baba Kama, Samach Zayin Amar Alf, holds like that. Rav Zera holds it's not good. But why do you make an assumption that, why do you make an assumption? Maybe Rav Huna held like Rav Zera, that it's not good. So, Lamaisa, that's why we have the three Terutz in this answer. Matthew, you got it?
What was the question again?
The question was, the Gemara gave the answer, Shinu Maisa, what did the Gemara's answer? Shinu Maisa, that's Chos L'Briyaso, is not what?
It's not good.
It's not good. Why did the Gemara give the same answer as Shinu Hashem? Shinu Hashem, that's Chos L'Briyaso, is not a Shinu Hashem. After you take apart the Arba Minim, it's called an Asa. Right? So the Gemara says, no, it's not called an Asa. It's called Oshana, right? It's called Oshana. Right? So why did the Gemara just give a similar answer? They have symmetry. So number one, Shinu Hashem is called a Machloikis. One opinion says it's still good. Rav Yosef says that. Number two, Lamaisa, it could be that even if you hold it normally, it's not good, but a combination of Shinu Maisa with Shinu Hashem, that's called Lubyasa, will be good. Okay?
And
yeah, if you combine Shinu and Maisa that's Chos L'Briyaso with Shinu Hashem that's Chos L'Briyaso, it'll be good. L'Maisa. So therefore, Halach L'Maisa, that's why the Gemara gave that answer. And what's the third Terrence? The Gemara could have given the answer, but it wanted to show that the Shinu Hashem is wrong here completely. Because it is called a what? It is called Oshana. It's never called an Asa. We always refer to it as what Oshana. So it never had a name, Asa, that was from Asa to Oshana. Okay, but that's a tremendous kasha that Izzy and Yonatan ask. I got to think about it much more. But get that Rashba down. At least the Rashba took care of what the case was. Yes, Izzy, you follow me? At least the Eitzah was buy it from the goyim that cut it. Isn't that advocating buying from a gazan? No, it's a suffix. You're asking great in the kashas of the Gemaras, right? How do we advocate that? And even if you try to tell me it was a suffix gezel, like I said to you, that's ridiculous too. I said because suffix gezel, you don't advocate a guy to do suffix gezel. And then when you get to Adam, what you said about the Shulti Gibbura. Okay? So let's get to this now, Lamaisa. Okay? Because we got a lot to see. Let's go. Adad, are you with me? Nicole, you got this? Why is it, please get this, why is it, and it's very interesting, Halach Lamaisa, the Aruch Lanier writes, why is our Gemara only worried about the Hadassim? Okay? We know there are Arba Minim. There's Lulav, there's Esrog, there's Aravos. What's going on here, Lamaisa? Why do you Davka warn them on the Hadassim? Why doesn't he warn them on all the Arba Minim? Please get this down. The Aruch Lanier asked this kasha. Okay? The Aruch Lanier asked this kasha. The Aruch Lanier asked, Lamaisa. The Aruch Lanier asks, you should say this by all the Arba Minim. Why is he only worried about Hadassim? Okay? That's what the Aruch Lanier asks. A very, very strong kasha. So the truth is, he says an amazing pshat. By a lulav and an esrog, there is no chiddush. Why is there no chiddush lulav and esrog? Why is there no chiddush? Why by lulav and esrog is no chiddush that the goyim need to cut it down? Why is it no chiddush? Of course the goyim need to cut it down. Because why? There's no shinu hashem that could be done at all. By what? By an esrog. After you cut it down, they're the same lulav and esrog. They're called a lulav when they're attached. They're called an esrog when they're attached. Nothing changes when they're detached. So obviously you need what? You need the goyim to cut it down, and then you buy it from them. Halach l'maisa. You can't even get involved with the kasha. Oh, lick the machine, that shame. Okay, but by hadas, you can understand the Gemara's kasha. Maybe it's a shinu hashem. Therefore, Avuna said, you know what? I want you to know something. Don't pull any shtick. Don't pull any shtick, Ravuna says. I don't want you guys cutting it yourself. Have the goyim cut it, then you buy it from them. You create three stages. It was owned by a Jew, then the goyim, and then you buy it from Jewish merchants. You got that? The Jewish customers are fourth. It's a double pusher by lulav and esrog. They have to be involved. But by hadasim, you can pilpul. Maybe we should cut it ourselves. Shinui Hashem, Shinui Maisa. There's no Shinui Hashem, Shinui Maisa done by the lulav and esrog. Very, very sharp. Darklin there. You got this?
Yeah.
Now there's one thing we left out. The Aravas. What about the Aravas? What do you say about the Aravas? So the Darklin there says very beautifully. He says, Arava, don't worry about it. There was no need to warn them. Because you know why? Most Aravas are from Hefker anyway. They don't have to buy them. They don't have to buy them. I remember if Shechter pointed out to us, the Minchas Chinuch says there's a Chiddush. Ravas lechachila is a there's a lechachila diarisa. The Ravas should be planted by a river, Arve Nachal. Turpin Nachal literally is a river. He said he doesn't understand why no one has come up with a business about that. I'm buying selling a Ravas that are by a river. Granted, all Ravas are good, as long as they're the right men. But there's a lechachila diarisa that have them planted by the rivers, Arve Nachal. He says in this day and age, I don't know why anyone has not done that. So in the same vein, please get down. A Ravas or Hefker. There's no reason to buy them. There's no reason to buy them. There was no reason to buy and sell them. Halacha l'maisa wasn't there to sell them. So that's why it didn't even come up in the possibility. What about an eitz about aravos? Okay, so now come on, Michal, get that down. Lulav and esrog is not nita mishinu yishem shinu maisa. The aravos l'maisa is not a shayla. They didn't have to buy it. The adasim is the ones with the shayla because you can have shinu yishem shinu maisa apply to them. Okay, very good. Now this leads us to the following. Okay, let's get this. We know. Let's get this down. Gezelakum, stealing from a goy. We know that one of the 613 mitzvahs for us, we know the Gemara says in the end of Makkos, Rav Simloi gave the Jews 613 mitzvahs. One of them is lo tigzol. You cannot steal. A Jew cannot steal from a fellow Jew. Can a Jew steal from a goy? Machloikis in the Gemara Baba Kama, I gave you Machloikis in Tanoim. Machloikis in Tanoim, Kufiud Gimel and after Kufiud Gimel and Beis. So machlokes is tanoim whether gezel akum is usser or gezel akum is mutter. We paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, no doubt gezel akum is usser. No doubt. However, there is a legitimate tan, of course, all the tanoim are great. In fact, it's Rabbi Kiva, if I'm not mistaken, over there in Baba Kama. If you saw it on the bottom, on Kufi Gimel Manaf, he says the only reason why it's usser to steal from a goy is from what? Chil Hashem. But Mikra Din is not called gezel. Because it says, lo tashok bereacha. What is reacha? A Jew. Reacha b'mitzvahs. So Gezelakim is considered to be what? Considered to be also we paskim, it's a Machloikis Tanoi. Okay, one sec. Machloikis Tanoi. Now we pointed out that the Magen Avraham says, V'shem the Arayim, even if your Gezelakim is mutter, it's not Lachem. If I steal from a goy, it's still not mine. Still not Lachem. Okay, let's note that Magen Avraham V'shem the Arayim. The Magen Avraham says, V'shem the Arayim, that Gezelakim is, even if your it's mutter, if I steal, it's not Lachem. It will not be mine. Halacha l'maisa. I won't be yotze on the first day if I stole from a goy. And that's you're going to lose. But it's mutter to steal. Okay. But that doesn't make it lachem. That's what the Magen Avraham says in the name of the Arayim. Okay. So we have this accepted machlokes gezelakum is also gezelakum is mutter. Now, can a goy steal himself? Yes or no?
Can
a goy steal himself? No. It's one of the Shemitz B'nai Noach. No doubt. Goy can't steal from another goy, can't steal from a Jew. But can a Jew steal from a goy? Machlok is tanoim. We paskin gezelakim is mutter, but there's a tayah that says gezelakim is mutter. So Rashi says the following. Rashi in our sugya in my taima. Everyone sees it? See Rashi in my taima? What does Rashi say at the Ramaskal my taima? Rashi says here, the Farish, what? My taima.
That's from Jewish cargo.
Oh, what does he say? Excellent. Rashi says, my taima, okay? My time is stam akukazar arasim yisrael ninu shem osa karka. Yeah, read that last Rashi and Omer Aleph. Lamed Aleph, Izzy, please. From the Dibra Masko. Go ahead.
My time is stam akum gazli arsim yisrael ninu shem osa karka yisrael hava.
I want to make a deal in Rashi like the Rashi. Notice he said Shema. See that word Shema?
Yeah.
You guys see that word Shema? I want you to write that in your notes like a suffix. Rashi's mashma like the Rashi in the Jew. He says Vishema. You follow me? Vishema. Oh.
What's he adding to
him? So what's Rashi saying? So Rashi says, Beferish, we're talking about a stam goy that stole karka. But where the assumption is that it was a Jew's karka. Yes? We are choshish for that. And the riaz, which I gave you, now I know there are different editions. And my edition was Os Beis. And yours was Dalit. In the Shulchan Geburim, on the side of the Ran I gave you, side of the Rif, B'shem the Riaz, he writes as follows, Donnie. He says, if there are rove Jews, yes, then you have a problem in our Gemara. But if the majority of people are Goyim, what's the din? If a majority of people are Goyim, what's the din? Then we are not Choshish. If the Kark is stolen from a Goy, what's the din? Finish it up. What's the din if the karka is stolen by the goy? We assume because there's automatic yeyush. Why do we assume there's automatic yeyush? Because usually if you steal from a goy, what's the din? There's no din of hashavas agzela. It says veheshivas agzela. The requirement to return stolen object to a Jew is veheshivas agzela. There's no requirement to return it to a goy. So if you steal it from who? You steal it from a goy, we assume it's misyayesh, it's hefker, and therefore is Yotze, even if he does it himself. So I want you to get this down. This is a little bit of what I answered you guys, Yonatan and Izzy. Rashi seems to be saying that this is according to the Mandomer that what? Rashi seems to be saying that Rabbeinu Yeruchim says the Isser is if you're stealing from a what? From a Jew. If you're stealing from a Goy, what's the din? We are not Choshish, and therefore
not,
what?
It's still not yours.
Well, halacha lemaisa, no. I want a taina, which we're going to get to now. Gezelakim is mutter. I want to say gezelakim is mutter. But by the third guy, it is lemaisa. By the third, you're saying this against the Magen Avraham, Hashem Yirei. Could be. Okay, but what's the kasha? What do we see? Because the Gemara says that if you're stealing from a goy, what's the nafkamina? Gezelakim is usher, right? Rav Huna is the one who says gezelakim is usher. What's the answer? Rav Huna says Gezelakim is Asur and Baba Kama. What's the answer? What does Rashi say in Sanhedrin? That Gezelakim is what?
Asur.
Rashi in Sanhedrin, no. Nun Zion Amin Aleph. Dibramaski Yisrael says, why Gezelakim Mikardin is what? Is Mutter. So since Gezelakim is Mikardin is what?
Mutter.
Is Mutter. Therefore, what Rashi's advocating, what we're saying here. The whole Gemara is talking about the Riaz, Rove Yisrael. So then you better make sure you don't cut it yourself. Let them cut it, and then you'll get it from them. Yes? But if it's owned by Goyim, you can cut it yourself. No problem. How can you cut it yourself? Stealing from a Goy is usher. What's the answer? Please get it down. Rashi holds in Sanhedrin, like the Mandar, holds Gezel Akim is what? Is Mutter. Since Gezel Akim is Mutter, it's considered to be okay, Allah Chalamayza. You're worried about a Chil Hashem? There's no Chil Hashem, because why? The Gazlan himself is saying what? What kind of Chil Hashem is there? The Goy stole it from the Jew. So I'm not worried about Chil Hashem in this story, in this picture. There's no Chil Hashem. What kind of Chil Hashem is there? He's saying take it. The Goy says take it. It's only Usher considered to be what? It's only going to be Usher what? It's only going to be, it's not going to be Usher. So please get this down again. Rashi holds like who? Like the Riaz in the Shulchan Geburim. That this Gemara is assuming Rov Yisrael. We assume it's a Jewish-owned property, and the Goy stole it. That's why the Eitzah was what? Let them cut it, and you buy it from them. But says the Riaz, if it's owned by Goyim, you can cut it yourself. You can cut it yourself and then sell it to the Jewish community. Sell it to the whole Tzibur. Why can you cut it yourself? Because Rashi Lishitas holds Gezelakim is Mutter. But I thought it's a Chil Hashem. Here it's not a Chil Hashem. Because the Goy himself, what? The Goy himself is telling you to what? He's telling you to take it. Right? If it's Goyish owned property, the Goy himself is telling you to take it. So why is that a problem? That's not a problem. Again, one goy stole it from another goy, and you're what? And you're just taking it from. Remember we said the case in the Gemara was what? Was it was stolen from a Jew. So that's why we do it 8, so you don't do it yourself. Let the goy cut it, and then you'll buy it from him. But it's a goyish own property. Mistama goy stole it from another goy, and now you're buying it from the goy. Why is that a chilul Hashem? Right? Why is that a chilul Hashem? He's telling me to take it. He himself ripped off another goy. He himself told me he ripped off another goy, and he's telling me to take it. So obviously it's not considered to be chilul Hashem. Okay? Obviously not considered to be chilul Hashem. Now, Lamaisa, it is possible to say, and I want you to get this, so that's a shtickle tire. You got that? That's one mahalach that we want to say. That's one big mahalach. I grant you it's a chiddush, but Rashi says it in Sanhedrin. Seems like we don't hold like it in Shulchan Aruch, but Rashi seems to say Gez L'Hakam is mutter. It's just it's also because of Chil Hashem. But here there's no problem with Chil Hashem. One sec, Matthew. That's one mahalach I want you to get down. The other mahalach is as follows. Yehudi, you with me? What's the other mahalach? The other mahalach is no. We're very uncomfortable saying that. Gez L'Hakam is taka aser. But I want to tell you something. That the pshat is that halach lamaisa, it gez lakum is aser, and if you steal from it, you're kona b'yeush. That's the pshat. Normally, yeush alone is never kona, but when you steal from a goy, it is kona. That's why Rashi says the case is that the original goy stole from a Jew. Because if it's talking about goyish own property, what's the din? If it's goyish own property, what's the din? And you stole it from a goy, what's the din? There's no Hashavah Zaveda, I'm coming with Yerush alone.
Yeah.
So therefore, what's the problem? That's why it works out well. He would say what? That's why it's a little bit strange, but if he cut it himself, he would be Kona.
Yeah.
Same problem, though, about advocating. You have your same kasha about advocating. Why would they advocate do it? Why would you cut it off? So you know what my response would be? Is that one goy stole it from another goy, and I'm what? And I'm cutting it off from the goy. So therefore, halach lamaisa, that's considered to be, when you buy it from a gazan, you have the same theory of the Rashba, it's a suffix again. You don't know whether this goy stole it from the other goy. Maybe it's the goy's property. You don't know that. He didn't share that information with you. You follow what I'm saying? So again, what's the second mahalach? What's the second mahalach we're saying, Yehuda? That what? That a goy, gezalakim, is aser, but if you're koneh from, if you steal it from the goy, you're koneh b'yeush. Because there's no din of shavas like zela to a goy. So you're koneh b'yeush alone. Aye, you're not sure whether it's the goys or not. Lamaisa, okay, it's a suffix, you're allowed to buy from him. But you are Kona B'yeish. First of all, because he passed in Gezlakim, the whole thing was mutter. So there's no problem at all, there's no Chil Hashem. Here we're saying even in Gezlakim is Usr. So that might be the Pshat Halach Lamaisa. The truth is, what was the Gerson Ar Gemara? Rava. What does Rava hold? Rava actually holds Gezlakim is mutter. So that's why Rashi Taka says he stole it from what? You have to say he stole it from Yisrael. That's why Rashi says he stole it from Yisrael. And the Magen Avraham says, I want you to get this line down. The Magen Avraham says in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Zayin Sifkot and Gimel that even Gez L'Hakam is Asur, there's no mitzvah Baba Aveira. Even if Gez L'Hakam is Asur, there's no problem mitzvah Baba Aveira. That's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. But you know, in that Tshuva in the Rashba, in Tov Nun Beis, Tshuva a little bit earlier, he says he thinks all Rashi's Lav Davka. Mali goy, Mali Yisrael. It's also to steal by a goy too as well. He says the whole thing is lav dafka. Alach lamaisa. The Rashba says the whole thing is lav dafka. But it's a possibility to say that Rashi's goyris here that we Rava because Rava is Gezalakim's mutter. So if Gezalakim's mutter, you're forced to say that you stole it from Yisrael. Notice in the Gemara, you see the Gemara never says Yisrael ever, does it? The Gemara doesn't say who you stole it from. So that's why I'm saying, Lamais, if Rav holds Gezalakim's mutter, that's what pushed Rashi to say he stole it from Yisrael. The whole thing is mutter. So if the whole thing is mutter, there's nothing to what? There's nothing to worry about. Halach Lamais. There's nothing to worry about. So that's why, Lamais, Rashi said, you stole it from Yisrael, because Gezalakim anyway is mutter. So that comes out of Chiddush, Halach Lamais. Yes, Matthew.
Rabbi, isn't this whole case like something that doesn't it seem to be...
See,
that like if I was one of the Alamkar and I went up and I went to buy the Hadassim and the guy said I'm just letting you know that I stole this land like you, like are you still allowed to buy from him when it's not a suffix? 100%, even if it's from a... From
not
a
allowed to.
You're not allowed.
That's what the Rosh Mishkasha was. You're not allowed to buy something from a Gazel.
Even by a Goy. If it's no suffix, it's 100% Gezel.
Even if old Gezel, if your old Gezel Akim is Usher, yeah. If your old Gezel Akim is Usher, that's why the case is that it was a suffix. That's how Rosh Mishkasha is okay.
So that's why it makes sense. There's a double standard. Because we have to have presence of mind to know that it could be stolen, but if it's not stolen, there's no problem.
Right, but that's always regarding buying from the Goslin. But what Yonatan Israel is saying is when you directly do it from the guy, how can you advocate that? That's not buying from a Goslin. It's a possibility the question is you're stealing yourself. When you say you cut it off yourself, there's a possibility that you're going to end up stealing from the Jew. So how can you give an eight so that I'm going to steal from the Jew? That's what they were asking. So if it's originally the Jews, how do you give that eight? So,
what if it's not?
What'd you say?
That's the whole reason why this stuff.
I understand, but it's a savi dreis l'chumra. See, I know, I'm buying from this guy. I know I'm buying from this guy. So let them cut it off, and then I'll buy from this guy. Once he cuts it off, then he's a middleman. See, whoever cuts it off becomes the middleman.
Yeah.
The middleman is the ganif.
Yeah.
So you know how can the so Yonatan is you're asking how did he make an eight? So you don't cut it yourself. It's a savi gezel. See, already buying it from a Gazan, you can hear. You know what I mean? Since it's a suffix, I can give that eitzah. But directly doing it, it's a very strong kasha you guys are asking. Okay, we need to think about it, what exactly the pshat is. Okay, I want to just get to the file, and then we got to start the taisus. Let's go, guys. This din is never quoted in Shulchan Aruch by the Rif or the Rambam. Why not? This whole story here. This whole eitzah the Rav Huna gave. Why is it not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch? Why isn't that quoted in Shulchan Aruch? Okay, the Rif, the Ram, the Rosh, they don't quote it. The Torah of Beis Yosef. So I want you to get this down.
This is the story.
But there's a halacha. This Eitzah. This Eitzah L'maisa. Why is there no Eitzah said in the Shulchan Aruch about Jewish merchants? Make sure you don't cut the stuff down yourself. Have the Goyim do it in a place where there's a lot of Jews owning property. There's a halacha, no? We're learning a halacha from here. Why isn't that quoted in the Shulchan Aruch? But let's see. So the Gemara says in Gittin, I want you to get this down, Ein Anparos Bebovel. There's a concept called Ein Anparos Bebovel. What does Ein Anparos Bebovel mean? It's a phrase. Ein Anparos Bebovel. What does Ein Anparos Bebovel mean? It means as follows. That a Goslin has no din alokei karkam in Goslin. You have three guys, A, B, and C. Yes? Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben owned the land. Shimon stole it from him and sold it to Levi. Reuben gets up one morning and goes to Levi, you know, that was my land. Levi says, what are you talking about? Shimon sold it to me. Well, Reuben says it wasn't his land. He stole it from me. The Gemara says, Beferish, he has no taina. Reuben cannot get up in the morning and go to Levi and say, that was my land. Because he had a possibility to go ahead and what? Go to Beis Din and say, Shimon stole my land. He never did. So the fact that he never did, he must have been mochel. And therefore, Rav Huna's Eitzah Tova, La'anchari, he could have done Bat Teira. Because why? He could have done Bat Teira. What was that Teira? Because there's a chash that maybe some guy would come and protest and say that that's my property, and he didn't protest beforehand. What are you concerned with? What are you concerned with? That if you cut off the stuff yourself, what's going to happen? Someday, one day, a guy's going to come over and say, that was my land. How did you have the ability or the chutzpah to go out and cut down a dasim from that guy's land? You thought it was that guy's land, it was my land. Right? Why is that not quoted in Shulchan Aruch? You know the answer is? Because if that guy comes forward, he has no standing. He should have been a taina before, when the original guy stole his land. Halacha l'mais, because there's chayshish that somebody come forward, he shouldn't make there before him because there's chayshish from the goy. So it comes out halacha l'mais that there is no standing. He has no standing. That's why this is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Because of the din of ain anfaros bebovel. Ain anfaros bebovel means that the guy has no standing, the third party, to yell at the first guy's party. He says, oh, how could you sell that? That was my land. What do you mean, how could you sell that? Why didn't you make a fuss before? Why'd you wait till it could be sold? Halacha l'mais. Okay? You should have made it harder. There's a chash. You could have done it better. Yesh lachsa shem yavo shum adam yar lomer shu shalo. Lo irakodim lachain. Right? Nimsel mafreya mitzvah babaveira. Halacha l'maisa. Rav Huna is an eitzah tova halacha l'maisa. Because you could have done a better. So the Taz writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tofrei Shamach Dalet Sifkat Vav, that this din is only in the place of Rav Huna. Rav Huna in Bavel. Bavel, there were mostly who? Jews. And who stole the land? The Goyim stole the land. But in other places, we're never Choshish. We're never Choshish it was Jewish guy's land. We assume it was a Goy's land. Going back to that Riaz we mentioned. So if it's a Goyish land, Lamaisa, we're not what? We're not Choshish at all. And therefore, what you could cut it off, what? You could cut it off yourself. Halacha Lamaisa. So it comes out, that's what the Taz makes this comment. So it comes out, the whole din of Rehuna is Nemer's Eitzah Tova Ba'alma. Stamin Eitzah Tova. Because it could have done Ben Betera. You could have done a Betera. Why could he? Because Rechosh Hashem, Yavo Shum Adam, V'yar, then maybe it's his. Lamaisa. And he didn't marry, he was afraid of the Goy. He was afraid of the Goy, Halacha Lamaisa. So it comes out, I'm afraid that it was a Mitzvah Bob Avera. Comes out retroactively, it was a Mitzvah Bob Avera. Perhaps. So that's what Lamaisa, why they don't quote this Halacha Lamaisa, because the Nigzel has no din what? He has no standing at all. He cannot protest and say like that. That's what Einan Foros Babavel is. Because it was a possibility, Otsi the Karka Bedin, and he didn't do it. So Mestama, he was Mochel. So Rav Huna's Eitzah was Stama what? Was Stamin Eitzah. It was Stamin Eitzah Ba'alma, because the bottom line is that Lamaisa should have been Chayshish, and therefore, Lamaisa, you should come up with this possibility. I have a standing. Why do I have a standing? Why do you think he has a standing? Because you know what the Jewish guy says? I was scared of the Goy. Why can't he say I was scared of the Goy? I wanted to wait till the Jew bought it, and then I'm going after you. Right? That was Stamin Eitzah Tova. Normally he has no standing. Because he should have gone after the guy himself. And that's why this din is only said by what? That's why this is only said by Rov Yisrael. But Makos Acherim, you're not Chayshish. I mean, theoretically, he could have said, the reason why I waited is because I was afraid of the Goy. I waited till the Jew got it. So that's the svar I want you to get, Lamaisa. That's why this is not quoted, Halacha Lamaisa Ladina. Okay? Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
Can we say also that in societies like I would say today, that with Dina Mechus Dina being so strict on...
I mean, there should be no difference, you mean?
On Gazela, mm-hmm. and on theft, that there's not really a...
Makes sense what you're saying.
That we would think that, like, if someone's selling these things, they stole it.
Right.
How would...
But also makes sense that the guy has a stand, he could have taken him to court. Why'd you wait? Right?
No, I'm saying that applies. I'm saying this whole like problem with Rav Huna, this whole story in a society nowadays, it just doesn't seem so practical.
I mean, to make a difference between the Jews and non-Jews and non-Jews.
That there's a given reality that most people are selling you stolen property.
That this should not be shaykh now, you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it's possible. It's possible also, as you're saying, that's another reason why it's maybe not quoted.
Yeah.
We're not chayshish for it, okay? Okay, good. All right, very good. So now we're up to the taisis, guys. Let's go. Let's see the taisis, okay? We got to start the taisis. In order to start the taisis, I want to introduce the following. Let's get this. Taisis here discusses the following topic, okay? Let's get it. And that topic is as follows. Whether it's a din of Yeyush, Bekarka, or not. Is there a din of Yeyush, Bekarka, or Ein Yeyush, Bekarka? Okay? What's the din? Can a person be Miyayish, Bekarka, or can he not be Miyayish, Bekarka? That's the Shiloh. Tosa is going to prove here that we don't do any Yeyush, Bekarka. Okay? Yeyush cannot be done at all, Bekarka at all. Now, the reason for that is the following. What's the reason for that? The Ramban has the Nesivus writes in Chayshin Mishpat, Simen Shin Samach Gimel Zivkot and Aleph. The Nesivus writes in Chayshin Mishpat the following. He claims that Kark is not Nigzelus because the Ramban, Lamaisa, holds Ein, the Ramban is a famous Chiddush, Ein Yeush Pershus. Ein Yeush Pershus. What's Ein Yeush Pershus? If something's in your domain, then Yeush cannot work. Because it's in your face. If it's in your face, then Yeush can't work. Ein Yeush Pershus. Karka, Memela, Karka, is Kolzman, is Bershuso. It's always Bershuso. So therefore, Yeush cannot work. Yeush can only work, Lamaisa, if it's away from you. It's been stolen away from you. It's lost from you. And then you're Miyayish. But the Ramban posits a theory that Yeush Bershus does not work. And the Kark is Bershus. Technically, practically, it's Bershus. So therefore, Yeush Bershus, it does not work. That's the Svara, Halacha L'maisa. And the truth of the matter is, is that Rashi says in Amud Beis, karka is not nixelus, because why? Karka lo niklis liolim b'shum yeyush, right? Look at Rashi says on Lamed Amud Beis. Karka is not niklis b'shum yeyush, right? Not at all. And when he says ben Ezekin, you notice he meant Baba Kama? Take a look at Rashi, Lamed Amud Beis on the top. Real quick, go ahead. If a karka ain't nixelus, go ahead. Ben Ezekin, there means Baba Kama. It's interesting. Did you notice that? When he says Ben Ezekin means, but doesn't mean the fifth paragraph getting. He says Bagozo Basra, it's not getting. Ben Ezekin there means Baba Kama. Aval. Ah, Val Tolsho.
Tolsho who goes low.
Nezikim means Baba Kama. There. Doesn't mean Nezakin. It's in Baba Kama. In Baba Kama. Go ahead. Oh, V'inami. What's V'inami? Usually Inami means or else, but here it means what? If you hold, now this is where Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Tam. Please get this. Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Tam here. V'inami.
V'inami. Kani mitzvah bovi aver habi. Ima ten taftakua. Ima mechubar to you a ten gozlin.
What does Rashi say right there? Rashi says, even if you hold Yehush alone is what? Even if you hold Yehush alone is kohen, it's still a what? It's still a mitzvah baba aver. If you cut it off from a chubar, you'll be what? You'll be gazlanim. Why? Because Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Tam that mitzvah baba aver comes even after what? Comes even after you cone it. Yes. So this is the Rashi that holds like Rabbeinu Tam. We said there's a Rashi in Gittin, but Rashi here beferish and lamed mebeis says beferish v'inami koni. Even if you want to tell me Yehush alone is kona, still it's a mitzvah baba aver because if you cut it off, you'll be gazlanim. When will you be gazlanim? When you shake it later. So you see mitzvah baver, Rashi writes right here like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Rashi says beferish right here like Rabbeinu Tam. That mitzvah baver says it works afterwards. Even after you cone it. So Rashi says it beferish right here. So you see, halacha lemaisim, that Rashi says in the Pnei Yehoshua is masbir, that Rashi doesn't mean to say, halacha lemaisim, that in Baba Kama, Yehush is what? What does he mean when he says Yehush is what? What does Rashi mean when he says karkas on English lagazlam? It's becheskes omedis. Doesn't mean that in Baba Kama we learn ain't yehush bekarka. Baba Kama, what does it talk about? Baba Kama talks about whether karka can be stolen or not. What does Rashi say? In Baba Kama it says karka can't be stolen. Why can't karka be stolen? Because it's always bekarka, but it's always where? It's pursues the original bialim. If it's pursues the original bialim, then what? Then the Pnei Yehoshua says, I know why yehush doesn't work bekarka. Because it always stands pursues what? The original Bialim. The Bialim are not Mishayish. Let me ask you a question. Lamaisa, the Bialim are not Mishayish from the Chayfetz and Nigzal, are they? Even if you're Mishayish from the Chayfetz, are you Mishayish from the money? Let's say something's stolen from you, God forbid. You're Mishayish from the Chayfetz, but are you Mishayish from the money? Does the guy still got to return you money? Of course he does. You're Mishayish from the Chayfetz. So too by Karka, Lamaisa, it's in your face. So obviously it's not in Sahada, you weren't Mokal the Karka. Karka's right there. That's the svar of ain't karka or ain't yehush per karka. Either like the rot, the nesivus, that there's no yehush per shuso, like the Ramban, or because this thing's right in front of your face. Just like the guy's never mishayash from money, the guy's never mishayash from the thing that's in your face. And that's the chiddush l'maisa we're saying. Okay? That's the chiddush you want to suggest. Okay, with this in mind, now, let's go, Izzy. Let's see. Come on, I want to start the beginning of the taisis. Let's go. Let's see inside. It's a big taisis. But I want to go with, let's see it, go ahead. See how much we can get to today. Go ahead. Look inside, guys. Karkan and Exelis. Go ahead. Yehuda, you got it? Look inside the Tysus. Go ahead. Karkan and Exelis.
Karkan and Exelis. Kolomer, Erek, Kanuya, Legazel, Mishum, Yesh. Deli Olam, Hibacheskas, Balam. I mean, crying after them, but it goes to Basra. It appears to countries. Vadinimo.
Tosus agrees with Rashi. Vadinimo. What does Vadinimo mean? That if Kark is not Nixelis, then what? What follows from Kark and Nixelis? Ain Yehush Bekarka. If you hold Kark and Nixelis, let's write it on the board. You hold Kark and Nixelis, The klal is karka ein nigzelis. So what follows from there? Yotze ein yeyush bekarka. Thank you.
Is this like the diuk the Bnei Yeshua said that, no. that yeyush kedi is a kani?
No, he's just saying the svara. No, Bnei Yeshua just said the svara. He says in Baba Kama, it says karka ba'alim zedis. The svara being that it's always there, different than the Ramban. But it says beferus that ein karka nigzelis flows tells me ein yeyush bekarka. Go ahead. That dinimo. Go ahead. What did you say? The what? The
yesh mo bekarka. Mine not killing enough, but mine to in an exilus.
What does that mean?
What,
if yeush works on karka, then what?
Then
karka in an exilus would be meaningless. Why would it be meaningless? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Ikodem yesh afilo hasin exilus lo kani.
What does that mean? If it's before yeush, then what? And even if karka would be stolen, you wouldn't be kona because it's before yeush. Even metaltalin. If you steal metaltalin before yeush, are you kona?
No.
No? So there's no difference in karka metaltalin before yeush. Go the other way. V what? And if it's after yeush, what's the din?
Then you should be
kona, and therefore karka would be what?
Nigzelis.
And we know that's not true. We know that karka is in nigzelis. So therefore, Tosus has proved this point. That, yes, karka in an exelus tells you, Yehuda, let's go. Karka in an exelus tells me what? Ein yeush be karka. Because if yeush would work by karka, then if yeush would work by karka, if it's before yeush, then what? What would be the din? If it's before yeush, what's the din in Matthew? Then it'd be nothing. Even metaltim before yeush is nothing. There's no uniqueness that karka can't be stolen. Metaltim can't be stolen either in Kenyan if it's before yeush. And if it's after yeush, and yeush works by karka, then karka should be able to be stolen. Just like what? Metaltim should be stolen. So there's no difference between karka and what? And metaltim. The whole business about karka exists makes karka different than metaltim. But Tosfos says, Lamaisa, it's all based on the principle that karka and exiles tells me ein yeush bekarka. It tells me ein yeush bekarka. They must go hand in hand. They're a tandem. It's a tag team. Karka and exiles tells me ein yeush bekarka. Donnie, you follow me? Because otherwise, you got this? Because otherwise, I'm going to say, what must my conclusion going to be? If it's before yeush, there's no difference to karka metal. It's after yeush, the karka would be an exiles. Just like the metaltalin. What's the uniqueness? What are you bringing to the table that karka can't be stolen? So that's why Tosfos says what he says. Halacha lomaisa. He says that karka is an exel. Tells me yeush does not work on karka. Go ahead. Chen mochiach. It's unbelievable. You go into someone's property, you rip the family out of their, push them out, kick them out of their sukkah and sit in their sukkah. What's the din? You're a terrible rush if you do that. But according to the Rabbanan, you're yotzi in the sukkah because it becomes like a borrowed sukkah. Becomes like a borrowed sukkah. You know why it becomes like a borrowed sukkah? Because karka can't be stolen. So if karka can't be stolen, it becomes what? Borrowed. Vahashta, go ahead. Vahashta, e what?
Vahashta, e lefneyeh.
If it's before yeush, then there's no uniqueness. Karka metalta can't be stolen. So even the what? Even the metalta should be like what? Should be like borrowed, right? Yeah? So why does the Gemara say karka, the yotz because of karka in themselves? What do you mean? It's mashal metalta would be possible. It's not true. If it's before yeush, then what? Then just like you made karka like it's borrowed, then you should make what? You should make metalta like it's borrowed. That's not true. It's mashal karka in themselves, but metalta is good. Go ahead. It's after yeush. So it's after yeush. What's the din? Plug it in. So if it's what? If it's metaltlin, then it would be stolen, then it would be puzzle. If you stole schach, then it would be puzzle. But if it was what? Karka, what would be the din? If karka, you can't steal karka, therefore it's like a what? It becomes transformed into a borrowed sukkah, and therefore we see that a borrowed sukkah is good. So you see that what? Even by yeush, you're not kona. Even by yeush, you're not kona. You see that? Because of karka and exelus. Because karka, you're not kona. Why aren't you kona? Because ain yeush what? Ain yeush be karka. Yeush bialim, you're not karka. You're not kona with karka with yerush bailum. So therefore, it reminds me, whereas by what? Whereas by metalton, what's the din? Metalton, you would be kona, and therefore it's considered to be stolen. But because karka and exos, you transform into shula. So Tosh just proved that what? That what? That karka is different than metalton, and karka and exos, and therefore any yerush karka. Go ahead. Now Tosh's rejection. Miyu. Why is it not a raya? Because maybe the case is talking about what? It wasn't on land. It was metalton. Exactly.
It,
right. Oh, we see in the first parak that what? Parak Ayashin, you should change it to. Parak Ayashin in the second parak. Yeah.
So...
Why is it not considered kshula? Why is metalton not considered kshula? Go ahead. Because of a svara. What's a svara? Excellent. Because why metalton physically is not in rishus? You can't say it's borrowed. I don't know where it is. About what? It's in your face. So therefore what? That I can transform into what? Into Shaula. So how did Tos just reject the riot? How did Tos just reject the riot? He said, you know what? You have no riot. Why does he say you have no riot? Because the reason why it's considered, what's the case over there? The Sukkah Zula case is what? Not off Karka. What's it off?
Metalton.
Excellent, Adam. So since it's off Metalton, there's nothing to talk about. Bein lifnei Yehush, bein l'achar Yehush is a problem. After Yehush, it's stolen. Why is Metalton before Yehush a problem? It's not mine. Exactly. It's before Yehush, I'm not Conan. And why is it? Why don't you say it's like borrowed, Adam? Because it's not borrowed. It's not near me. I don't know where it is. It's lost.
Why
is Karka different? New, why is Karka different? Because Karka can transform into be what? Borrowed. Because it's right there. It's right next to me.
Why does it make a difference in terms of whether it can be a shul or not?
Because a sukkah shul is kshayra.
No, but why is it being near the Rishos Baal?
Because the word is of borrowing is you know where it is. It's not a voodoo be menu. It's been borrowed from, but I know who took it from me. You know what I mean? So that's why I can transform what? I can transform the karka to she'ula. I cannot transform gezel into that. That's why even lefnei yeush, it's a problem. Okay? That's the chiddush. See, the tatana gazlan labrishus kaimi. It's a voodoo be menu. Like I said to you, it's not like she'ula. You don't know where it is. This karka is like she'ula. Therefore, yotzeba. So Tosus now has just rejected the riot. So he's very intellectually honest. He wants to prove there's no Yehush Bakarka, but he thought he had a riot, he slugs it up. Yes, Adam.
What does it mean that, what does this come to reject?
It comes to reject that you in order to prove that Ein Yehush Bakarka, you have to prove the uniqueness of Karka. And karka can't be stolen, but metalton can. Right? And therefore, if I can highlight that and accentuate that, then I've proven my point. Yehush can apply to metalton, but Yehush cannot apply to karka. And therefore, ain karka and exalts leads to me to say ain Yehush but karka. So and that's what he tried to do with the first riot. He proved it very nicely, right? He proved it very nicely by saying, well, you know what? If it's got to be talking after Yehush, and there's a difference between metalton and karka. Metalton after Yehush, it's stolen. Karka after Yehush, it's not stolen. Karka ain't an exelus. So you see that it's not kona. Yehush is not kona. You follow me? You got to highlight that difference. So I'm rejecting that by saying that there is no. I didn't show any difference because that case in Sukkah, Lamites was talking about where you stole it from off the what? When you stole it from off the the wagon. Or from off the boat. So it could have very well been. I'm just wondering now, does that fit with the Lashon of the Gemara? Because the Lashon of the Gemara, did the Gemara say Beferish Karka and Zealous?
Yeah.
Did it say it?
First words of Laman Amid Beis.
Doesn't it say it? Laman Amid Beis?
Yeah.
No. By the case of Sukkah Shechaveiro. In Perak Ayoshin. Right? What daf was that? That was on Chav Zayin, no? Is that on Chav Zayin? On Chav Zayin, did the Gemara say it Beferish?
On
the Gemara on the bottom of Chav Zayin and Mebeis. Right? The Gemara has a machloikis, right? The Chomim between Einan Miyotzeh Chavasu and Chaveru. See, I don't think the Gemara says it beferish. That's what Tosis put into it. That machlokes. You follow me? Notice how Tosis says it? On Chav Zayin in the base? Right? Yeah, you see that? Alotzius Akzula? Yeah? The Gemara says that, Lamaisa. So I'm saying, did the Gemara actually say that Beferish or didn't it actually say it Beferish? So that's what I want to tie in, Lamaisa. That's what Tosis says, that we're talking about such a case. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So you can say we're stealing it from the Metaltalim. So if you're stealing it from the Metaltalim, then Lamaisa, it's considered to be much different. Okay?
So Tosis was saying that the case that we're talking about is a sukkah that's Metaltalim.
Yes, that's what you must say. And therefore, that what he said before was just him saying shot in the Gemara, Lamaisa. You see that? Doesn't it say later? It says, Shu'ula? It says, Rabbi Loza, the Gemara never said Beferish.
Yeah, I just looked. It doesn't say.
Doesn't say it. What daf is it?
Chav Zayin Amud
Beis. Yeah, right in the middle. No.
It's in the middle.
Yeah. Chamim Omrim Einu Yotze Afishom Einu Yotze Chavos Chavero Yotze Dechovaso B'Sukkah Shachavero. Gemara didn't say the Hesber. Tosis just said it on his own. You follow me? So you can reread the Gemara. The Gemara didn't say anything, Adam. That was just Tosis postulating. So he faked the sav. Chimochich v'shmeitz. The guy pluked the Rabbos Rabbanon to pligi. The Rabbanon sav rei mishum. That's Tosis filling in the blank. Yeah. It's not talking about karka. It's talking about metaltalin. So you have not accentuated the difference between karka and metaltalin at all. You follow what I'm saying? And the reason why it's considered to be like borrowed by karka because it's in your face. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he wants to tie in lemaisa. He says you stole it off the guy bein lefneyush bein lachri yeush. So even after yeush, it's not considered to be like sheula in this case, the sukkah that's stolen. Allah lemaisa. The sukkah that's stolen is considered to be a problem. Okay? So why do the Chachamim hold what they say? Because we're talking about a situation that what? Metaltalim b'chai gavna, you're not yoytze mehen. There's no raya. You could say it's kodim yeush. Maybe we're talking kodim yeush. Maybe, what does Tosis say when he says mu ain sham raya? What does ain sham raya mean? There's no raya that what? Because ain karka nizalz ain yeush b'karka. Why is there no raya? Because maybe we're talking about before yeush. Maybe the whole machloikis Izzy is talking about before yeush. What does it mean before yeush? The whole case is before yeush over there. What are you talking about before yeush? Yeah, and it's talking about metaltalin. It's talking about metaltalin, so you're not going to be konin halach lemaisa. So why don't you say it's considered to be like sheila? Why don't you consider it's like sheila? Like we said in the kasha. Remember we said in the raya of Tos before yeush should be like metaltalin's like borrowing. Why does he break that premise, Adam? Why does he break that premise? You know why he breaks that premise? Because why? The bottom line is not like borrowing. You follow me? Oh, borrowing, the metaltalin is not like borrowing. You don't know where it is. Karka is right there. See, Tosis in his Raya, Adam, thought that what? That if it's before yeush, there's no difference between karka and metaltalin. That's wrong, Tosis says. Before yeush, there is a difference between karka and metaltalin. What's the difference? Before yeush, karka is considered like borrowing. Metaltalin is not. Plain and simple. So you have no riot. You have no riot. The whole word is predicated on the what? On the fact that what? Now I want to be able to show Halach Lamaisa that what? That Karka is different than Matal is talking about after Yeush. I have to show that it's after Yeush. Because what am I trying to show, Adam? That Yeush does not work on Karka, right? But you have no riot because who said it's talking about after Yeush? Maybe it's talking about it was before Yeush. There was no Yeush. And there's still a difference between what? And the case was talking about Metaltalin. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is because why? If you steal Metaltalin from a wagon, the sukkah off the wagon, that's not considered like borrowing. Why is it not like borrowing? Let it be good. The answer is because not near me. He's coming up with a svara. See, before when he had the Raya of Hashta Mochich Mishaitzim, he thought before years there's no difference in Kark and Metaltalin. Everything should be considered like Shalem. Remember he said that? So it must be the Gemara was talking about after Yeush. No, Tosis says. Gemara's not talking about after Yeush. So I'm before Yeush. It was done before Yeush. What's the case? It's metaltalin. Off a wagon. Off a boat. So I understand. If it's before Yeush, then why isn't it good? Let it be treated like borrowed. What's the answer, Matthew? Can't be, because I don't know where it is. Karka can be treated like borrowed before Yeush, because I know where it is. You got me? So that's how Tosis rejects his what? Rejects his raya very strongly. Halach lemaisa. Okay? Yes?
Is there a difference between like the rules of Sheila and Gezel?
Is there
like
a big difference?
You know what I'm saying? By
Sukkah. Sukkah Zulu is a problem, Sheila's good.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is maybe the difference is that
that like karka, I don't really know how to say it, but that karka nigzelas and karka sheola are just under different dinim.
No, but that's what I'm saying to you. I'm saying you can transform something that has been stolen, karka, because halachically it can't be stolen to become borrowed. You cannot say that same svara by metaltalin. Because physically, metaltalin is not near you. And you don't know where it is. And you can't say it's like borrowed. The previous line of Tosfos, when you try to bring it right, thought you could. Before Yeush, there's no difference between metaltalin and karka. Transform them both in the shale. Tosfos says that's ridiculous. Tosfos says I can make a good svara. Now, what did Tosfos hold in the when he brought the raya? It's a good kasha. My response would be is that the following is that the bottom line is that metaltalin is what? What is metaltalin? Metaltalin, no, in the when he wanted to bring a raya, he equated the two.
Oh,
so he wanted to say that before Yeush, metaltalin should be considered like it's borrowed too as well.
Yeah.
Because it's either one or the other. What's the one or the other? Either the Goslem's Conan or it's yours.
Yeah.
Original guys. No? That makes sense. That's what Tosfos meant in the Havamina. Listen, if the guys didn't make a kinnon, then it's considered to be borrowed. It's original guys. Now Tosfos says that's not true. Even if you haven't been koned, it's a very important akuda. Let's close with this. And we'll pick it up tomorrow with this line in the Tosfos. Tosfos, when he brings the raya and he rejects the raya, is holding the following. When he tries to bring a raya, he's saying, let me ask you something. Halachically, if the Goslem didn't be koned, then what should be called? Zakzela, let it call it what? Call it borrowing. Call it borrowing. If you didn't steal it and you didn't make a koned, then call it borrowing. That's what Tosfos held when he brought a raya. What is Tosfos holding in Maskana now? That's not true. It depends on physicality, Messias. You're right, you might not be koned. But the bottom line is, can that be called borrowed? Why not? Because borrowed means you know who borrowed it and I can get it back and retrieve it. This is not the case. But you'll tell me the guy hasn't been koned as a Gaza? I don't care. I look at the Messias. I look at the practicality. And that's the give and take with this raya of Tosfos and the rejection. So tomorrow, Tosfos is going to prove to us at the end of the day, ain't Yiddish Bekarka. But at this point, he had a raya and he rejected it. So he's going to bring another raya to try to prove ain't Yiddish Bekarka. Okay, everyone, a wonderful day. Let's stop mincha. Okay? Who wants to die for the yomim?